This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is set to surrender at a Georgia jail on charges he sought to overturn his 2020 election loss in the U.S. state. Here is Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani with the new development.
Trump has hired a new lead lawyer for the Georgia case. Not the first time he's upended his team, either just before an indictment or in the immediate aftermath. In the hours before his surrender, scores of Trump backers are already at the Fulton County Jail, some waving flags with his name. Some sheriff's deputies wearing black masks have lined up on a street.
Unlike previous arrests, this time there will be a mugshot of Trump, and that's a first. No former American president has ever been arrested and had a mugshot taken before. Last night, the Republicans running against Trump for the party nomination for the upcoming U.S. presidential election participated in the first Republican debate of the election cycle. Trump did not attend and leads the pack by double digits in the latest polls. Russian President Vladimir Putin sent his condolences to the family of Yevgeny Prigozhin on Thursday after the mercenary leader's plane crashed with no survivors. Prigozhin led a mutiny against Russian army chiefs 2 months ago. The news service Reuters is reporting that two U.S. officials told them that Washington believes a surface-to-air missile originating from inside Russia likely shot down the plane, though they said the information was preliminary and under review. They spoke on the condition of anonymity, and they offered no evidence for the theory. This is VOA News. Russian state news agency TASS says Russia has extended jail time for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz. He was detained on espionage charges in March while reporting for the Wall Street Journal. His sentence has been extended to November 30th. Gershkovitz is a U.S. citizen and denies being a spy. Saudi Arabia on Thursday denounced a report accusing the kingdom's border guards killing hundreds of Ethiopian migrants since last year, branding it politicized and misleading. The New York-based group Human Rights Watch on Monday said Saudi border guards had fired, quote, like rain on Ethiopians trying to reach Saudi Arabia from Yemen. HRW accused the Saudi guards of using explosive weapons as part of the attacks that appeared, they said, to be widespread and systemic. The Malanville border crossing in northern Benin is one of the busiest in West Africa. Trucks with food and humanitarian aid and industrial materials usually flow freely into neighboring Niger, one of the world's poorest countries. But today, it is at a standstill. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
A growing line of trucks stretches back at least 15 miles, 25 kilometers, along the Niger River, which marks the frontier. Among them, over 6,600 tons of goods from the UN's World Food Programme and critical UNICEF medical supplies. They're now in limbo after Benin's borders with Niger closed as a result of sanctions imposed by regional bloc ECOWAS after July's military coup.
Once again, that is Reuters reporter Rachel Judah. Also in Zimbabwe, police said they had arrested 41 local monitors for the elections as the opposition cried foul over irregularities in a poll forced by delays to stretch into an unprecedented second day. England's Prince Harry is expected to return to England on the eve of Queen Elizabeth's death. More from Associated Press correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The royal will attend a charity award ceremony the night before the first anniversary of his grandmother's death, according to the charity Wellchild. Harry is a patron of the charity. The awards will mark the achievements of exceptionally ill young people. Harry's wife, Meghan, is not expected to join him. Karen Chamas, London.
More news on our website, which you can find at voanews.com. Download our mobile apps as well. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.